And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We're visiting now with a couple of Norwalk girls basketball players, junior Braylon Clark and sophomore Ava Carlson, following their 62-29 win over Pella Christian on Friday night. Girls, that improves you to 7-0 now in the season, 2-0 in the conference. Just how much fun has this season been so far?
It's super fun and really exciting, especially coming off of last season's. We really improved and seen that, obviously, with the 7-0 record.
Yeah, I agree with everything she said, and it feels great, and with obviously last season, it just feels good, and team is amazing.
Now, obviously, you had some close losses last year. You were in a lot of games. Things just didn't always go your way. Just in addition to being a year older and smarter out there and physically stronger, what are some of the things that have changed and made you guys more successful this year?
I think this year we have Peyton and Alyssa can come off the bench. It gives us more players and we can rotate through players so we don't get as tired anymore.
Yeah, I think we've found a lot of strengths as our team, which one of our biggest things is we like to turn it, just pacing ourselves and running down super fast. And I think that helps a lot is we all are very fast and it helps us a lot. And I think we're all just finding our strengths.
You guys have a lot of fun out there on defense. It's very tough on the other team, the way you hound them. You'll jump into traps and press them full court. How much fun is it just playing defense for this team and turning that defense into offense?
It's really fun. Playing fast is, I think, one of our strengths, and getting traps and turnovers is one way that we push the ball a lot.
I think one of also our biggest things is our coach will give us a defense to run, either that's 13, man, and we can adjust to it pretty quickly because we are very good at communicating and understanding what we're about to do.
Again, we're talking to Norwalk girls basketball players Braylon Clark and Ava Carlson following their latest win. Bailey Birmingham, your teammate, she had such a good start this season. She was scoring over 30 points a game there for a while, still over 26 a game, I think. Just what have you seen out of her this year compared to a year ago?
She keeps attacking and getting to the basket, always taking good shots and everything, and she sets up people a lot too, so that's cool.
Yes, I agree with the physical aspect of that too, and I also think she's just an amazing teammate. She is kind on the court and she all pumps us up when we're down, and she is definitely a big leader in addition to our team.
Speaking of leaders, your senior, your only senior, Anna Larson, had the knee injury last year. I think it might have been actually against Pella Christian, the game she went down. How nice has it been to have her back this year out there as your floor general?
It's really great. We always have someone to look for, her being our only senior and having all the experience that she does. She's a really good leader for us to look to.
Yes, she's just like Bailey. She is a great leader, and she says one word and it can pump up the whole team and getting ready, and we all want to win it for her.
Offensively, how do you feel like you girls have improved your game this year? I know, Ava, you're scoring a lot more this year. Braylon, you're scoring again. You're both in double digits tonight. How have you improved offensively since last year?
I think we've always tried to play fast, but from last year, I think playing fast turned into more turnovers than good shots that we wanted to take. But this year, our shot selection, I think, is better, and finishing is better.
Yeah, last year, I kind of found it through the middle of the season that I can get down the court, and that's just helped a lot with me offensively, too, just finding my strength, and I can get down that court, get the fast runs and get those points.
And Ava, for you specifically, you play the post position, you're a little undersized. You took on the big Ballard girl a week or so ago, maybe not so much tonight, there was because Pella Christian didn't have a lot of size, but how much pride do you take in really, getting 8, 9, 10 rebounds a game at 5'7"?
Yeah, it's a big accomplishment for me, and I am very proud of myself. I'm always working on it during practice, and again, my teammates pushed me to get there to box out and get those rebounds, so I think that helps a lot.
Girls, you got about 4 games left before the Christmas break. It seems like you've played a ton already. What are you looking to do here in this last stretch of play before the holidays?
I think we're looking to keep improving every single game. We want to be our best towards the end of the season, and getting better every game is going to help us do that.
Yep, I think a personal goal, at least for me, is to win all our games these next 4 games coming up, and there are some tough ones, and I think we can do it.
That's Norwalk girls basketball players Braylon Clark, Ava Carlson. Thanks a lot, girls. Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports Page. Now we're talking with Norwalk basketball players Grady Sigrist and Mason Johnson following a big win on Friday night over Pella Christian. Guys, congratulations on the win. Now, what was key for you guys tonight?
I think we just had a great defensive game. I think all together we both and all the rest of our teammates bought into something, and Coach made a great game plan.
Yeah, like Grady said, Coach just talked about our defense got to be great tonight, and I thought we came out and played great defense, and that's why we won the game tonight.
You guys are 3-1 now in the season. You face such a tough schedule. Teams like Ballard, Pella, Winterset, now Pella Christian tonight. How much did those first three games prepare you for what was out there tonight?
Yeah, I think even losing our first game, obviously you don't want to come out on a loss, but I think that means some of this team made us want to really want it more even. Wins mattered more. Winning multiple games and just getting on a streak and playing more basketball as a team.
Yeah, kind of after that first game, we realized we're going to have a tough schedule this year, and I think that we're playing great right now, and that first game really got us going.
Grady, you were, 6 foot, 6'1 last year? Is that accurate? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're probably, 6'4, 6'5? Tell me about the growth spurt. When did it happen, and how has that helped you this year?
Yeah, so I kind of just been growing up until the basketball season. I don't know if I'm done yet, but, it really helps on the basketball floor.
How has that changed your role this year? You were more of just a three-point shooter last year. Now you're kind of down there in the post.
I think I really started to know my role playing defense, and then just, blocking shots, getting rebounds, and then doing what the team needs for me.
And Mason, kind of had an interesting season so far. The first two games you didn't score. You scored 11 in the first half, an explosion there against Winterset the other night. Tonight, no points, but all the coaches kind of raved about your defense tonight against this tall Pella Christian team. How do you kind of see your role?
I see my role as a great defensive player. Sometimes I knock down a couple threes, and when the ball gets to me, I just do what I do and either shoot the three or just get up and shy, and play defense.
So some nights it's going to be your night to maybe score double digits, and some nights you won't even take that many shots, huh?
Yep.
And Pella Christian and you guys, probably among the favorites for the Little Hawkeye this year, along with Dallas Center. What's it mean to you guys to get a big win like this against a team of that caliber who was, almost in the state championship game last year?
Yeah, that's a big win, especially in front of our home crowd. I think we had a lot of fans here tonight on a Friday night, and that was a big win, big momentum win, especially going into a tough week next week.
Yeah, with them being number one in 2A, I think that's great for us. We're just going to have a lookout for DCG, and I think it'll be great.
Yeah, a lot of tough games, and as you said, it continues next week at Lewis Central, and then a game against Indianola again, who's lost a lot of their team from last year. But how are you guys going to just plan to keep everything rolling here and get two more wins?
Yeah, I think Tuesday's going to be a tough one. We're driving 2.5 hours, and I think it's just a mental game. I think we have more skill than them. I know we have more skill than them. It's a big mental game driving that far.
Yeah, a big thing for us is just we need to work hard in practice and get ready for what they're going to do, and I think if we do that, then we'll be fine.
Reddick Bourne gets a lot of the headlines with this team, and deservedly so. He's going to UNI next year, but it seems like this is a very good team. The chemistry is really good. It's not a one-man show at all.
Right, yeah, he's our guy, but I think different nights, different guys step up, and that's what's great about this team, and we all do it in different ways. We play defense. Mason played a great defensive game tonight, and then when the coach calls your number, we knock down shots. I think that's great team basketball.
Yeah, like Reddick talked about tonight, he earned our trust, and I think that if we can just keep on building off that, then become a great team and do good this season.
That's Norwalk basketball players Grady Sigrist and Mason Johnson following a big win over Pella Christian. Congrats, guys. Good luck next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.